My sister did that.
Can you
do this? Or can you do that?
And you say, sure, I've done that all my life.
I've done that all my life.
If you're sitting with a friend, not saying anything, and all of a sudden he asks you, what did you say? You'd say, why, I said.
I said, nothing.
Then he'd say, oh, I thought you said
something.
And suppose it's a nice day outside and you're talking to someone and you would say, oh, it's a nice day.
It's such a nice day outside.
If you've lived in a town like you have here in Carnegie all your life and somebody asks you, have you lived here long? You'd answer, why, I've
lived here all my life.
Or I've lived here
always.
If you had ridden a horse one time and you'd gotten thrown off of it, you might say, I got thrown once and I've been scared of horses ever
since.
Someone was visiting you and you were discussing how long you'd lived in Carnegie. They might say, how long have you been living here? And your answer would be, ever I got married.
Ever since I got married, I've been living in Carnegie.
If an accident occurred and you weren't sure it was an accident, you thought it wasn't, you might say, it wasn't an accident. He did it
on purpose.
If you were planning to watch a program on television and someone asks you, is it time for Bonanza to be on? And you're not sure about it, so you would answer,
I don't think so.
And if someone had asked you a question and you didn't know the answer to it, you might say, I don't know, you'd better him.
You better ask him.
So you him.
So I asked him.
And he said, why, you've me that several times before.
You've asked me that several times before.
If there's some boys in your neighborhood and every time you see them, they're not getting along, they have their fist up and they're going at it, you might say, every time they meet, they
get into a fight.
Those boys like to
fight.
They've ever since they were small.
They've fought ever since they were small.
What are some names for some long knives that you can think of? Different kinds of knives.
A butcher knife and a switchblade. And that's all I can think of right now.
If someone took one of these long knives and used it, you might say, he, her with a big knife.
He stabbed her with a big knife.
In school, if when the teacher walked into the room, there was a very funny picture on the blackboard, and the teacher wanted to know who had done it, the teacher might ask, who that on the board?
Who drew that on the board?